Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
Monkeypox is the new kid in town, it seems. Just when you thought COVID was over, or at least people were pretending.
The next zoonotic disease, zoonotic pathogen rolls in.
Right. So let's get right at the beginning here. Some of the basic information out of the way so that people can act appropriately. And if in the very unlikely, very, very unlikely event that you come into contact with this disease, that you can do the right thing. So we are talking about the West African strain of monkeypox, mortality rate of about 1% if, I believe, you're left entirely untreated. Much lower mortality rate in, I don't know, most of the countries people are listening in, if you go to the hospitals, if you get treated. If you get it, starts with a fever, headache, muscle pain, you feel tired, and then some of the images that some of you may have already seen.
Blisters. Pimples.
Yeah, bad-looking blisters all over your skin, and they burst open. The good news is they don't scar.
They do not scar.
That's okay. Good. Also interesting, worth noting, is that the average, if you've been exposed, if you're going to get this, the average period of time between exposure and the onset of the true infection is 10 days, can vary from 5 to 21. During that period, you are not infectious. So this is not like the asymptomatic or the pre-symptomatic COVID spread, where I didn't know I was infected yet and I could walk into a room and accidentally become a super spreader.
You have to know you have it first.
Exactly. At that point, 2 to 4 weeks of illness and you're through it.
It's over.
In the majority of cases, you're through it.
Yeah. We have statements from German specialists, or I have one from Germany. Yours is?
He's also German. He's from Munich.
Mine's from Fabian Leindertz, and this is the country's top veterinary epidemiologist. He heads over in Berlin at the Robert Koch Institute, which is Germany's CDC, the epidemiology of highly pathogenic pathogens. And I can remember back when I used to work for the environment section here at Deutsche Welle, and we did a story about meat and whether the consumption of meat that human beings eat meat would contribute to the next pandemic.
Well,
he was the one that we spoke to.
And by the way, that's how humans typically are infected with monkeypox. It's a result of bush meat being consumed.
Correct.
And again, from animal to human, zoonotic. And here we're talking about handfuls of cases in various European countries and now outside of Europe of human-to-human transmission.
And when we were working on that article, he said that as our interaction with wildlife intensifies, more of these zoonoses or zoonotic diseases are going to pop up. It's just a fact.
And here
it is. So this is what he said. According to my current assessments, this is an acute event and not due to any, it's not the media exaggerating. This is an epidemic. He said that word. This is an epidemic.
He called it an epidemic.
But he said, quote, it is very unlikely that this epidemic will last long. And what that means is that it doesn't spread, like we said before, it doesn't spread like COVID-19. You don't breathe it onto someone. And you can, but you'd have to be very close to that person. It probably spreads through contact.
Fluids.
Yeah, mucus. So physical things happen, touching each other. Right?
And that's a safe way of phrasing it. What the top health emergency expert in Spain is saying after that they've, at this point, at the time of recording, they've had about 24 cases there, is these cases in Spain, all of them were transmitted through mucus during sexual relations. Mucus during sexual relations.
Right. In the UK, I'll put on top of that. This is early knowledge at this point, so just take that with a grain of salt, as people say. There are 4 cases in the UK, and all 4 of those were among gay or bisexual men. And there's a quote from, let me see, Michael Skinner. This is a virology expert at Imperial College London, referring to whether the fact that these people were having gay sex is the reason for the transmission. And he said, quote, although the current cluster of cases is in men who have sex with men, it is probably too early to make conclusions about the mode of transmission or assume that sexual activity was necessary for transmission unless we have clear epidemiological data and analysis. And that's exactly what Fabian Leindertz has also said. He said that we need more genomic sequencing to understand how this disease spreads, where it exactly came from, and before we have that, we can't really say much about it.
Correct. And one very important thing to say, it's dangerous to talk about a disease being spread by a certain group of people, because then the quote unquote other group of people think that they're safe. And I don't do that. I'm fine. No, at the moment, this is what it looks like. Very, very early evidence. And it gives a couple of clues for how to engage possibly in safer behavior, or if you think you could be exposed for some reason. But again, do not assume that this cannot affect you. That said, again, it's a handful of cases, and the transmission is very different than COVID. We're not talking about super spreader events at a carnival party or inside of a tent. Yeah. One thing that my expert here, Dr. Gerd Sutter, he's the chair of virology at the LMU in University of Munich. Mm-hmm. And what he goes on to say is, yes, transmission by aerosols is possible experimentally, but plays at most a minor role in natural infection. Transmission of monkeypox are therefore relatively inefficient compared with other infections such as influenza or COVID-19, and when combined with adequate measures for diagnosis and contact tracing, usually result only in the formation of short chains of infection. He goes on to say that the risk is low for an epidemic in Germany or Europe. He considers it low, and also says that, look, I mean, worst case with this one. We know this disease. I don't think that's being said enough. The coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, came out of nowhere, and we had months to figure it out and develop vaccines for it. Of course, there were other viruses like it before. This exact virus has been around four decades. There have been infections four decades. There have been infections that have happened in the U.S., Israel, Singapore, you name it, and we know how to treat it. There are drugs. There's the smallpox.
There are vaccines.
Smallpox
that work.
Smallpox vaccine. If you get it within the right amount of time, we're familiar with this one. We're far better prepared. And yes, of course, the more humans that are infected, the more likely that the virus evolves and becomes more efficient at transmitting itself, perhaps via aerosols of the future. In the future, that's why it's a good idea to try to knock it down and knock it out as quickly as possible. Last thing I'll say on this: there was a study I came across published in, I believe it was The Lancet. The study is 2 years old. Three French experts, basically trying to figure out what would human to human transmission of monkeypox look like if it happened in a situation. They were looking 2 years ago at this situation, kind of. And is there a chance? What is the chance of this thing spreading? And the number I went looking for immediately was the reproduction rate. What is the reproduction rate of this virus? We all know that the Omicron variant is something like 8 to 12, which means it multiplies.
If one person has it, they give it to between 8 and 12 other people.
Which is absolutely nuts. Basically, anything that's over 1 means it keeps spreading. Anything under 1 means it doesn't keep spreading. Fortunately, what they concluded back then was the number was 0.85. It was lower than 1, meaning any infection chains should die out on their own. Interestingly, though, what they also said in there is, look, our scale, our average guess is 0.85, but it's anywhere from 0.5 to 1.25.
That's incorporating the different strains or the different variants of monkeypox?
No, what they were looking at, and this is kind of crucial, is the extent to which it used to be that everyone got smallpox vaccinations, mm-hmm. and some of those people are still alive. Slowly but surely, they're dying out because a lot of people are not vaccinated against smallpox anymore because you don't need to be. Mm-hmm. And so that shifts the risk over time because fewer people have natural immunity, this 85% immunity against infection from monkeypox. So it changes the equation. It means at the societal level, we're slightly more vulnerable. That's true. On the other hand, again, we know what this thing is. We know how to protect ourselves against it. And it seems like all of the experts are saying the same thing at exactly the same time, which is we probably got this one. We think we're in control of this one. They're being cautious. They're good researchers and scientists. They're not making, black and white claims. Yeah. Who knows? It could evolve over time. Based on the evidence we have, it looks like we will be able to control this.
Yes. The final word is not yet in. Of all the statements that we looked at, all the people, all the scientists whose work we looked at, you can't say it for sure, but there's no real reason to worry.
I'm not going to change my behavior.
Monkeypox is a scary name.
It is.
Monkeypox?
Yeah.
Chickenpox was bad enough, but now monkeypox?
It's going to jump out of the trees and grab me.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Don't be afraid of a monkey flying at you from a tree.
No, and more importantly, don't... don't let news like this scare you too much. I know we're coming right off of a pandemic. Now, oh my God, we're going right in the next pandemic. Well, it doesn't seem like we are. And
everything we've read means that we have less reason to be afraid.
And here's the other thing. Have we ever been better prepared for a pandemic than now? I mean, that's a terrible way to think about it, but we all know how to put the mask on, wash our hands, and even if something were to happen. But again, I'm not going to change my behavior. I think it's far more likely that you're going to, I don't know, roll your ankle riding your bicycle than getting monkeypox at this point.
Or accidentally bike right into a tree.
Are we going to keep sticking with the bikes? Is everyone riding a bike?
I was saying that rolling your ankle, that's a very common thing. But
or riding,
going head on with a mountain bike into a tree, not as common, but in my case.
Or to get hurt in a hailstorm.
There was a huge storm yesterday.
Yeah, Germany's right in the middle of a day.
A tornado?
A tornado, yeah. We're supposed to have tornadoes today. Anyway, that's where my head's at more than monkeypox. And I just wanted Gabe and I wanted to come and mention this as something that you can hopefully not have to pay too much attention to for too long. It's going to come, it's going to go, and it's going to come and go again in the future. Because it exists, it pops up in the human population, we deal with it, and we move on. And I hope and believe, and most virologists seem to feel that way too, that this one is going away relatively soon.
And I also hope that you have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Was that to me or to our listeners?
More to the listeners, but yeah, you too.
Hey, you too, Gabe.
And Jürgen.
What a heartfelt message from Gabe.
He's our sound engineer.
A wonderful weekend where you can think about other things. Any other questions, get in touch, su@dw.com.